because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, excuse me. Good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're having fun out there. No school's out. Farmers and ranchers are out breaking ice, feeding cattle, and all kinds of good stuff. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook where babies were born. So far, so good. I'm dreading. I know I got some babies on the ground, but I'm headed out there after the show today, check on my babies. Just not the best day in the world to have a calf born. So there'll be some frozen ears, some frozen tails. So we'll get through it. Have been for centuries, so it'll be just fine. Let's check out some temperatures around our listening area. Slap out America. You are at 2 degrees, 6 degrees at Cherokee, 8 degrees at Breckenridge, 9 degrees at Butler, 13 degrees at Hollis, 16 at Tipton. Heat wave down there. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, I'll bet it's cold. Yep, 3 degrees at Lipscomb, 5 degrees at Miami, 9 degrees at Dozier, 11 at Wellington, 12 at Childress, and 15 degrees at Odell. There we have it. Let's check out some wind chills just for the fun of it. Let's see, who's the coldest? May Ranch, minus 19. Slapouts, minus 17. Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, the cold secret weapon. Minus 12, minus 4 at Hollis. And who's the coldest? Basically, the May Ranch and out at Eva is minus 19, and it's not going to get any better because I think the winds are supposed to get up later on today around with wind gusts around 40 miles an hour. Right now, we've just got wind gusts up to 27, 25, somewhere in there. So I guess you guys don't care, but it's going to get worse today. All right. What else? Today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. Text line is 580-225-9697. Text in some hay you got for sale, or if you're looking for hay, don't be bashful. I don't care if you're in Slapout, Woodward, Eva, Tipton. If you got hay for sale, I'll put it in there. I don't know if you guys noticed, but last week, or this week's edition, of the Penny News, what we did in there in our big ad for Hay Day Tuesdays, the people that actually text in or called in, we put their ad in there right next to that. So your ad's in there. It's a really good deal. Great Plains is paying for free advertising on the show for announcing this on Hay Day Tuesdays, or as some people call it, Hay-Dio. Last segment of the show, I'll announce all the hay for sale. I bet some of you guys are looking for some hay. Okay, I got if you can see on Facebook, this is a collector's item hat. It's 4 years old. Blake and Gabe had these made when we started the Today in Ag show. It's a KCO 96.5. Today in Ag hat. They're rare. They're a collector's item, especially if I autograph them. But this is the last one. And the sixth person to text in their, I guess, observation, theory, what you think it is. One of my listeners texted me yesterday, and it's a good question. And I had to call the vet to find out. So if a bull's laying on the ground, cold ground, snow, whatever, just like today, and his testicles are laying on there and they can be damaged, frostbit, in other words, how come when a cow lays down on the ground, how come her udder doesn't get damaged from the cold ground, frostbite, the whole nine yards. So I had to call the vet because I really didn't know. And I got a good answer. And so if you know, I need your opinion. Why do you think the cow's udder doesn't freeze like a bull's testicles when they're laying on cold ground, snow, and ice, get frostbite? So, you know, number five, number six, opinion gets this hat. No joke. This is a collector's item. 580-225-9697. All right, let's get on with the show. Sarah School, FF Sarah FFA will not be in here today for obvious reasons, but I think Brandon, I bet I can get a hold of Brandon. He'll be doing something interesting. We'll get a hold of Brandon, talk about the sales at Elk City Friday and yesterday at Western Oklahoma. And they had a really good sale at Western Oklahoma yesterday. I was shocked by the numbers. So it's a good deal. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading amid favorable conditions in global growing areas. The wheat crop in France, the largest producer of the grain in European Union, was rated 73% good or excellent as of last week, up from 68% of the same time a year earlier, according to data from the France Agrimer, however you say that. About 84% of Durham wheat earned top ratings, up from 75% previous year. Snowfall is expected in the U.S. Southern Plains, where hard red winter wheat is overwintering. The snow may offer at least some protection from the extremely chilly weather plants are facing. Occasional snow showers are expected in the area, which likely will see about an inch, according to the National Weather Service. Despite the snow today and tomorrow, a lack of cover may leave some wheat in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and southwestern Kansas at risk for winter kill. I know that's been in the conversation the last few weeks because Kansas, especially Kansas, usually has snowfall on the ground and it protects its hard red winter wheat. And it's not had a lot of snow up there this year. So it'll be interesting to see what that does to wheat prices and our overall harvest this coming year. Wheat futures for March delivery fell 2¾ cents to 5.97¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures fell 4¾ to 6.16½ a bushel. Corn futures were up 1¾ to 4.98 a bushel. Soybeans for March delivery fell 0.75 cents to $10.35¼ a bushel. Soy meal came up 30 cents to 2.96.20 a short ton. And soy oil lost 0.19 cents to 45.88 cents a pound. Investors cut their net long positions on bets on higher prices in corn and soybeans, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Money managers held 326,000 future contracts in corn in the 7 days it ended on February 11th. That's down from 361,531 contracts a week earlier and the smallest bullish position in 3 weeks. Speculators held a net long position in soybeans of 42,000 contracts, down from 72,000 contracts a week prior. That's the smallest such position in about a month. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms held a net short position or bets on lower prices of 74,000 contracts in soft red winter futures. The government said that's down from 82,000 contracts a week earlier and the smallest such position since December the 10th. Investors were net short in hard red winter wheat futures by 29,000 contracts as of February 11th. That's down from 35,000 contracts the week before. What else? Guess what? Extreme cold warnings have been issued for almost the entire United States in the Midwest, while winter storm warnings remain in effect for central Kansas to the Atlantic Ocean, according to the National Weather Service in central Iowa. Wind chill values will range from 30 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit below zero through tomorrow afternoon. Values in Wisconsin are forecast to fall as low as minus 35. Heavy snow and fierce winds are expected in eastern Kansas and western Missouri throughout the day. I need to call some of my friends up there in northeastern Oklahoma, see what's happening up there. I haven't paid much attention to the news this morning. As much as 8 inches of snow is projected along with winds that will gust as high as 35 miles an hour. And guess what? They said travel could be difficult. All right, see what else we got. Let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Grain Market. Let me back up. Let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market update, see what's happening with the markets right now real quickly. Don't look too shabby today. If it'll pop back up, there it is. March corn, 503, up 6 3/4. Soybeans for March, 1039, up 3 3/4. Soybean meals down for March at 294.80, down $1.10. Soybean oil is up for March, 46.87, up 80. Hard red winter wheat, March, 626, up 5 1/2. May is 638, up 5 3/4. Cotton is up, man. It's really getting close to that 70-cent mark. I bet the old cotton king, he'll be just slobbering at the mouth when it hits 70 to get some contracts in. let's see here. Oil out of West Texas, 71.35 for March, up 61. Natural gas is 389 for March. Looks like the NASDAQ, S&P are slightly in the green and the Dow slightly in the red. So there's kind of messing around there. Live cattle for April, 194.20, up a nickel. June is 190.75, up 30 cents. Feeders for March, 269.75, up 340. April 3, 269.115, up 272. And lean hogs, April 93.47, up 87. Let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. I want to check the text line, see what kind of crazy answers I'm getting. If you just tuned in, the question and the winner will get this collector's item, this KECO Today in Ag ball cap. The question is, if a bull's during spells like this weather here can lay on the ground and get frostbite to his testicles, how come a cow doesn't get frostbite to her udder when she does the same thing? Let's take a break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February the 10th. 1,185 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 373 brought 410. 3 at 398 brought 412.50. 6 at 644 brought 268. 11 at 655 brought 311. 24 at 729 brought 280. 19 at 765 brought 272.50. 6 head of heifers at 532 brought 285. 19 at 540 brought 297. 11 at 565 brought 292, 5 at 678 brought 243, 64 at 681 brought 261, 3 at 713 brought 234, 21 at 766 brought 243, butcher cows were 117 to 150, butcher bulls brought 114 to 157, bred cows 1650 to 2100, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth weaning yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm getting some good answers on my question. I'll have to ask Brandon here in just a second. All right, out here in the Texas Panhandle, Miami, you're 5 degrees, one chill minus 13. Humidity is 83%. The winds are out of the north at 16 with wind gusts up to 20 right now. Peak wind gusts so far today, 38 miles per hour. 736 sub-freezing minutes today. We're going to find out tomorrow how many sub-freezing minutes you can get in one day. So 8-inch soil temperature, 38 degrees. Mr. Brandon Hickey is on the phone with me right now. I got a question for you to think about until you're almost done. You ready?
Okay. Fire away.
In weather like this, when cattle are laying on the ground, for example, bulls can get their testicles frostbitten, correct?
Yes.
All right.
That's correct.
How come we don't have more cases of cows laying on the ground of getting their udder frostbitten? So put that in your mind. We'll save it till the end.
Okay.
All right. It wasn't a big number at Elk City, but you had a good sale.
Yes, we did. Yeah, the cold weather kind of kept some cattle away, but had a nice run. Quite a few nice strings of cattle, mostly weaned. Very few unweaned cattle. Good cow run, and just a good sale. Short, a little different than what we have been used to for the last several months. It was kind of short and sweet, and everybody got home at a good time.
Yeah, you guys were having a pretty good time when I stopped by there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. a lot of mouthing going on and some humor up in the upper section up there. What is there? Is there a name for that upper row up there? Do they have their own personal name up there? Because if not, probably, I'm going to start thinking.
yeah, they probably dang sure deserve one, but I don't know of anything that's been thrown around. Any ideas that's been thrown around just yet?
Well, I know what the ladies in the kitchen call them.
Yeah, oh yeah. What's that?
They call them needy.
Needy.
On the boys' side, I mean, the sale is pretty normal. I mean, was it down much or up much or about normal?
We was pretty well normal across the board on everything. I felt like the cold weather, you know, may have kept some cattle away, but it sure didn't keep the buyers from wanting them. And I thought it was just a good market throughout the day, with a noticeable upswing seen on the butcher cows and bulls. I mean,
I've seen that.
They knew we was going into the weekend and some cold weather, and the numbers going to be a little shorter, so they was trying to kind of stockpile some cows and bulls, and that sure kept that deal on the higher end. And everything else, all the calves, big yearlings, winged calves, unwinged calves, I'd have called fully steady with the week before.
Well, that that bunch of heifers from Lone Wolf, I bet that guy was happy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
515 brought 312.
Yep.
I don't take that. Yeah, I noticed that the butcher cows were up to 157 and butcher bulls around 173. Mm-hmm. So, and then what bred cows and pairs you had in there was doing good.
Yes. Just across the board, pretty good. You know, and that 173 on the butcher bulls for kind of a change. We had several bulls, but we didn't really have any real good ones. You know, real high yielders that really tip the scales, and you can tell are going to just make a lot of hamburger. We was actually short on them this week. So.
Well, I got some neighbors that's got some bulls. Maybe I'll hook you up.
Yep.
As long as they don't catch me. Have you got, before we go down to I-40 East, you've got anything on with the weather being it is? You got anything coming in this Friday?
We've got two loads of cows that are going to be coming in, and I just picked up a consignment a while ago from Shamrock. Guy said probably about 50 big calves coming off of these cows, kind of 5 to 7 weight calves coming off these cows. And as long as the roads are clear come Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening, we will be planning on having a sale. If for some reason the roads are still icy or snowpacked or something Wednesday evening, then we may cancel for Friday. But from what I'm hearing, we should be good and clear and good to go for Thursday and Friday to be able to have a sale on Friday. So that is our plan as of right now. But we'll sure try to keep everybody posted if something changes and it looks like we're going to need to cancel due to the road conditions. Well, that will happen Wednesday evening.
Okay, yeah, because I think once we get through today and tomorrow, we should be pretty good after that. I mean, we're looking at 48 Saturday, I think, the last I looked, anyway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so yep, it should be.
I saw something yesterday that said big winter's cold snap this week, and spring comes back next week. So,
and that's no joke.
It'll just be a question, is spring here to stay, or is it just, giving us another preview? So.
I peaked 15 days down the road, and it's not looking too shabby. So, It's weather, it's a prediction, and we're not rocket scientists, so it could change in a heartbeat. But
this is Oklahoma.
Exactly right. Well, let's go down I-40 to Western Oklahoma. When I got my text from you, I was shocked you had that many calves, knowing what was going to happen today.
Yep, we did had a nice run and some really good home-raised consignments. Pretty short on the cows. Didn't have very many cows to sell, but most everything was home-raised yearlings. Very few unweaned calves, very few cows, but lots of good home-raised yearlings. Most of them kind of weighing from 5 to 1,000, and market was good on them. It might have been just a little weaker than the Monday before with the cold weather in. We had some of our northern buyers that did step out of the market because they didn't want to deal with bringing the cattle up there in the extreme cold up to the north. But the amount that took the market down was pretty marginal, I thought. All in all, it was a really good day.
I got you. What did anything stand out yesterday?
The biggest thing to me was there was a load of a gentleman's cattle here at Weatherford. Nice three colored cattle, but really nice home raised cattle. Weighed over 800 pounds coming off of his wheat, and thought they really sold well.
Yeah, 260, 250.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 62 head. Yeah.
Yep. And we did have a couple of replacement heifer buyers. We had a lot of really fancy heifers. We did have a couple of replacement heifer buyers in the barn take home a few Red Angus and Black Mott heifers. But the majority of the heifers still went to the feedlot. But we did get to sell a few back to go to maybe get to see some bulls later on. So excited to see some of that happening as well.
Well, that's good. Yes, it's very good. And I think a steady buyback into the heifer deal would be really good instead of slamming the market hard and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, with our shortage still going on, everybody's got to keep in mind, even if you're getting heifers right now, you're not going to get them bred till later this spring, and then it's going to be next winter before you have calves, and then it's going to be the next fall before you even get to see cattle in the market from those heifers.
Yep.
I know a lot of people understand that, but some of my listeners aren't cattle people, so they're kind of curious what's going on.
Right. Well, the gentleman that had the home-raised cattle, he told me when he picked up his check that he had kept about 40 heifers. at home, and he wasn't sure that was the right decision with what his heifers brought here. You know, that maybe he should have just shot them all, sold them all, and took advantage of the prices. But, you know, he said he had about 40 old cows that needed to be replaced. So, you know, he wasn't really expanding his cow herd. He was just replacing what he was going to have to probably sell, you know, this summer or this fall anyway. So again, it's nice to see some heifers going back out into the deal, but we're back out into the herd, but we're still not seeing the same number that, you know, we're still culling as many or more as what's being kept, which is sure going to slow the expansion.
Yeah. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This weather, this is mm-hmm. It's winter. We're used to winters though, but this is actually here is an extremely cold winter, cold weather mm-hmm. event, if you want to call it. You know, when we want to stir up the minds, it's an event, and a lot of people are calving right now,
mm-hmm.
and. There's some calves not going to make it today. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the next few days, it's going to does storms ever affect the market like that, as long as you've been in the business?
And you mean as long as the long term or
well, just, no, just it will. Yeah. Will it affect it at all? Here, there's an easier deal. And there's a question for you, whether it's short term or long term. With we got cattle loss, if we have calf, you know, we lose some calf crops during this winter event because we're at the mild end of this storm. Kansas right. and Nebraska and the Dakotas and all them, they're in the blunt of this deal. And you know, there's some, and God bless farmers and ranchers, they try their damnedest to, you know, do whatever they can to save baby calves. But mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. just when you got 40-mile-an-hour wind out there, even a human can only be out there so long.
Yeah, yeah, you got to, you know, if the cow don't have them in a sheltered spot or you don't find them pretty quick and get them little rascals warmed up, it can darn sure be hard to save them. But as far as what it does to the market, you know, you'll see some buyers right in front of a cold snap. You know, step out of the market because they don't want to mess with them. So, you know, on the short term, sometimes it will cause a little bit of a drop just because you'll lose some active bidders, but not, it's pretty marginal most of the time. Most of the guys that are in the stocker business will tell you that it, on them calves coming in, it is actually, you know, less stressful and less likely that those cattle get sick when they come in when it's in the zeros than when they come in and it's over 100 degrees. You know, cattle are created and equipped to be able to handle the cold really better than they are the heat, and it yes. actually causes less stress in handling them in the cold and moving them around in the cold than it does in the heat. So a lot of times you'll actually see some buyers get more active, you know, in front of a cold snap. Certain buyers will get more active in front of a cold snap just for that very reason, because those cattle can't handle that, and they're going to get them right in there, and those cattle are going to, you know, eat the good feed and, you know, consume what they need for their energy requirements, which is, you know, good for their immunity. Whereas, you know, in the adverse, when they come in the heat and they just want to stand around and pant and only drink water and not eat food, which heats their body up further, you know, it makes things more difficult. So a lot of times that, you know, some will step out because they don't want to have to mess with the breaking ice and whatnot. But a lot of the guys that are doing it will actually get more aggressive in front of a cold snap because they, you know, they feel like that their health is going to be better, you know, in a cold snap than it is, you know, they sure want to rather buy them in than in front of a heat snap. So.
Well, Scott Robinson will argue with me on this one. You know, during the summer, if you're calving any calves, Charolais have a better chance of surviving than Angus. So. But yeah, I've noticed that. I've been around it quite a bit. You know, calves born in the, you know, late summer, early fall for your fall calvers, those poor babies are just laying around. just panting. You know, they'll use a fence post for shade if they can find it. And during the winter, you know, it's just a toss. When it's extremely cold like it is right now, it's just what it is. But, you know, if the wind wasn't blowing out there right now, them calves, as long as those old mamas got them licked up and dried off as quick as they could, they'd be in pretty good shape.
Yeah. They've got some shelter, and the cow jumps right up and gets the calf taken care of. Well, the majority of them will survive, but the ones that the mamas maybe not quite as smart and have them in a place that hasn't got shelter or something like that, then that's where you end up with the babies in the floorboard of the pickup or the babies on the utility rooms
and babies everywhere.
Yeah. And you know, this is time of year where you see the a lot of the frozen ears happen. You know, when you get into this like this right now, you get a lot of them short frozen ears, which, you know, a lot of times, you know, if they freeze off very short, you're going to incur a discount when you go to sell those cattle because of the frozen ears. But most of the time, it's not too severe of a discount as long as the hooves didn't receive damage also, and that a lot of times that's what happens when you get the frozen ears. You also get the frozen feet, and that causes a lot more issues than the ears does.
Well, you just brought up my next question. Why is there a dock on, say, frozen ears? Are they worried about the hooves, or they just don't like it because it ain't pretty? What's the deal?
Yeah, part of it is the biggest part of it is if they've got freeze damage to their ears, then there's a considerably higher percentage chance that they've got freeze damage to their feet as well. But if they for sure know that there's not damage to the feet, if they can see there's not damage to the feet, then it's just a question of how much ear is left there, and you. If it's freezes to the point off short enough that they're going to have trouble implanting that animal, then you're going to incur a lot more.
That's the part I wasn't thinking about. There we go.
Yeah.
That answers that. That was a good answer. You're just all full of great scientific information today. And there was because I always wondered that because I had, I think a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I had two calves that they weren't froze plumb off. They were like half done and no damage to their tails or nothing, but they brought considerable less than the other ones, and they were just as good. And I'm sitting there going, there's got to be just more to it than just, I don't want to look at that thing at my place, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And that, but that, okay. I got a new name for your head cook.
Okay.
Cousin K. That's her new name. Cousin K's Cafe at the Sale Barn.
Okay.
And you'll have to ask her. I'm not saying it on the radio.
It ain't gonna happen. I can't wait.
Well, yeah, you keep me in trouble with her anyway, so here's you something to feed on when you see her Friday. But, But she did. I seen her at the funeral Saturday, and Sandy and I had cooked a roast for the family for dinner afterwards, and she did compliment us on our roast. She said, that was so tender. And I said, you know, I got about 8 of them if you want to run a special at the Sale Barn. And she turned around and walked off, didn't even answer me. And so I don't know. She's I don't know. I'm trying to think of a word for her. She's just different. No, Cousin K, that's her new name.
Cousin K at the Sale Barn Cafe.
Yes. And there you have it. All right, let's get back to cattle. My question to you earlier is about the bull testicles versus the cow udder. What's your thoughts on that? Because I got some really good answers on the text line.
Well, I'm not a vet, but I'm going to tell you what I have been taught and told is, you know, as you know, my dad and my granddaddy as cattlemen, you know, growing up, you know, the the cows will receive a certain amount of freeze damage, but it's usually just on the end of their teats. You'll actually see some of those, you know, that'll turn black and it'll kind of, you know, slough off, and, you know, and not cause any permanent damage. You know, it can turn into be a little bit of a soreness if the, you know, if they've got a nursing calf that, you know, that's gonna nurse that blackened part off. It, you know, can turn into a little bit of a sore. So they will receive a certain amount of damage to their udders because of the cold temperature. You know, the reason I think that it's maybe not as extreme as what you see the bulls, I think, is, or as what you have can see is the bulls are capable of receiving. I think it's kind of twofold. You know, number one, if a cow is nursing, she's actually got active stuff going on there, which is you know, she's creating milk, making milk, so there's more heat that's actually being generated there. And if she's not nursing, well, then most of the time, you know, they're not hanging quite as low as what the bulls are to get down there. So between there not being any active thing going on and the fact that if they're not nursing, it's not swinging as low, I think that's probably your two contributing factors to it not getting worse in cows than what we see.
All right. When I called the vet yesterday to the 1-800 call a vet, the thing about the udder is the udder and the milk deal is part of it. You know, we got a lot of cows right now don't have calves on them, so you know, you got to think about that too. Is the udder actually has a lot of blood circulation through it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the bulls don't. And the bulls just need to, their owners either need to go out there and put some Crown Royal bags around them things if it's a high dollar bull, or they just need to suck it up. That's all I got to say about it. But it'd be interesting to see talking to Joey and Taylor after this spell. It might be a month or two before we see some results, but it'd be interesting to see if we did get any damage to the bulls off of this deal here. Because that ground's cold.
It is. And when you get a little bit of dampness to it, I think it makes it, you know, worse on them. And the amount of damage that they can receive is worse when there is some moisture than when there's not, you know. And I think that makes a difference as well. You know, but I think that most – of the time, you know, most of the producers out here, they're putting out hay for those cattle to eat, but then they end up laying around on it, and you know, and that I think that serves as insulation that can sure help and prevent that from happening. But there's always instances of one maybe that's maybe not as bright as the others, or maybe he's just not as tough and doesn't get his spot. But sometimes you seem like you end up with one that don't lay in that nice insulated hay pile. They lay off on just the old bare ground. And
yeah. Well, they're trying to prove to the ladies that they're tough. Even though they're dumb.
Yeah.
So, well, cool. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you this Friday. And thanks for taking busy time out of your office schedule today. And hopefully your brother doesn't call.
Yep. I think I got a text while we was on the phone.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm a little bit nervous to look at it when we hang up.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
You bet, Jimmy. See you.
All right. We're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
At last year's national convention, Days of Service, FFA members teamed up with the Damar Foundation to put together sensory bottles, a helpful and fun tool for children with behavioral and developmental challenges. This week and every week, we salute FFA members across the country and right here at home.
Wall Equipment knows FFA is more than farming. It's leadership, teamwork, communication, strategy, and sales. Skills for every walk of life.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. May Ranch, 2 degrees above zero. Feels like minus 19. Humidity's 81. The wind's out of the north. Northeast at 19 with wind gust up to 24. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature 33 degrees. Sunset at 6:18. A snow shower is likely today, 80% chance, 6 for a high. I don't think you're going to get there. Mostly cloudy and minus 3 tonight. Tomorrow warms up to a whopping 14 degrees and mostly cloudy. All right, let's see here. What do I got going on? Oh, I wanted to share our Paragon TV and our Big Elk TV schedule coming up here. Lots of stuff going on this week with all the, see, what are we at, district now? No, we're at regional. Coming up on Paragon TV this Thursday, Arapahoe Butler girls versus the Academy at 1 o'clock at Canute. Arapahoe Butler boys visit versus Boone Apache at 2:30 at Canute. Cheyenne Raiden boys Turpin 2:30 at O'King. Hinton boys versus Merritt at 2:30 at Hinton. Hinton girls versus Merritt at 6 o'clock at Hinton. Cheyenne Raiden girls versus Turpin at 6 o'clock at O'King. Timberlake boys versus Leedy at 6 o'clock at Leedy. Canute girls. Boone Apache, 6 o'clock at Canute. And Canute boys. The Academy, 7:30 at Canute. Hammond girls versus Fort Cobb Braxton at 6 o'clock at Hammond. And also Hammond boys playing the Fort Cobb boys at 7:30 at Hammond. And Eric boys versus Granite at 7:30 at Mountain View Goody Bow. And Viside boys versus Leedy at 7:30 at Leedy. All this on Paragon TV coming up this Thursday. Going to be busy. And then Friday, district playoffs start. Elk City will be at Woodward at 6 o'clock. The girls, the boys will be at Woodward also at 7:30. And this is at Elk City. They'll be coming here. And Big Elk TV, listen to all of our good announcers on Paragon TV. It'll be good. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. When I come back, get your pencil and pen ready. I do have some hay for sale. Got one new add-on from last week. So you still have a chance to text in at 580-225-9697. And again, thanks. Let me, before I go to break, I'll rattle this off here. So I had a lot of answers, a lot of good answers. Bigger surface area. The correct answer was, according to the vets, more blood circulation. That was my winner. And I'm not going to repeat what Glenn Tickner played. Text in. The cow's digestive system is different than a bull's because of her ability to produce milk, which produces more heat in her nipples. And you're right, and it does. But what about the ones that aren't got calves on there? Another person, not enough insulation, and testicles get set back up in the bodies. Udders still have plenty of blood flowing through it to keep it warm. Plus, it's bigger and keeps the ground warmer. And scrotum, not insulated like the udder. And so anyways, a lot of good answers today. Thanks again. All right, let's take a Stockman's Bet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
One of the keys to a successful future is a quality education. Today, thousands of young men and women are studying the ins and outs of farming and related fields as members of the FFA, taking the first step toward a successful career in agriculture.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Randy and Darren Dupree with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, Beckham County office in Elk City, are proud of all the area FFA members and wish them continued success in their future endeavors.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Self-reliance is one of the most valuable lessons any young person can learn. And the FFA helps our young people to learn self-reliance, to become better farmers, better businessmen, and better neighbors. Today and every day, we salute the FFA.
Building a strong foundation of agricultural leadership, Evolve Vessel Oil and Gas Equipment of Elk City, Oklahoma, supports the future farmers of America.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. Altus, it's 14. It feels like minus 4. Humidity's 82%. The winds are out of the north, 20 miles an hour. The wind gusts up to 25. 10-day rain total or moisture precipitation, however you want to look at it, 0.06 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare. Soil temperature 41 degrees. Sunset at 622, 50% chance, slight chance of wintering mix today, 24 for a high. I honestly don't think you're getting to 24. 5 for a low tonight and 23 and partly sunny tomorrow. Might hit that tomorrow. All right, let's check out. You got your pen and pencil ready for Heyday? Heyday, I got the one that I've been talking about the last 2 weeks, alfalfa, sorghum pea mix, and oat hay. We got a new pricing. It's going by the bale instead of by the ton, but so we got both of them. So we got a lot of bales of hay, probably around 400 bales of irrigated alfalfa, $150 to $180 a ton, or $85 to $100 per bale. 500 bales of irrigated sorghum pea mix, $70 a bale. 300 bales of oat hay, $70 a bale. His number is 580-393-1233, and this is located around Hex, 580-393-1233. I'm sure there won't be no loading today, but they can load. Also got a little over 100 bales of rye Triticale mix hay left over, $50 a bale, 580-729-0356, and that's in Carter. And then we got approximately 293 bales of Sudan hay, high in nitrates, would be good for stalkers or for grinding. Pretty good price. He's got the OSU test results on it, so you know exactly how high the nitrates are on it. We got a blue light special today. We're cutting the cost, $27 a bale, can load. Call or text 580-243-9423, south of Sayre. And then all the rye hay sold out. Woo-hoo! Got that done. Sprayed fertilized Midland 99 Bermuda grass. This is good stuff. This is the good of the gooders. Large round bales, $110 a bale, southeast of Mangum, premium hay, can load, 580-471-8669. And then what else we got here? Oh, we got 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem, fertilized and sprayed, $75 a bale. Round Eric, 580-243-9190. 580-243-9190. And then here's my newbie, 500 little square bales of wheat hay, $7 a bale. That's a good deal. It's good hay. 580-550-0105. 500 little square bales of wheat hay, $7 a bale. 580-550-0105. Located around Hobart. Jimmy Rhodes, Cotton King, if you're listening, you've been all toughy about kids not going to school today. Won't you prove to them, go down there and get you a load of these square bales and show them how to feed cattle with square bales like the old days. Now that'll show them how tough it is. All right, tomorrow, Quartermaster Creek Ranch will be in here today, or tomorrow, and they'll be on the show to talk about their upcoming bull sale next week. Exciting times, the big bull sales. And speaking of bull sales, tomorrow, I got a deal we're going to talk about, cause, and the title is called Using Bulls to Fix Cows. How about that? A lot of things going on in our political world. I know I hate big media, large media. I hate it because they do titles to their stories to gather people to read their stories. Now, if John Deere was laying off some workers up in Iowa, the story would say John Deere to lay off more workers and blah, blah, blah. But when the government, especially under President Trump, lays off workers, they're firing them. Everything you see is firing. Layoff, firing, and a lot of them are part-time or on probation. And when this all calms down, we'll see what they're up to. But a lot of government waste is going on, so we're going to see how things go. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless you.